We are thrilled that you joined us today. The message you're about to hear is filled with the life-changing power of God's Word. We would love for you to share with us how God has impacted your life through this message. Visit us at riverrochester.com or attend any of our services at the River Church in Brockport, New York. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope that you enjoy today's message.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, so here we are, 1 Corinthians 12. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we have all been baptized into one body. Everybody say one body by one Spirit. Everybody say one Spirit. And we all share the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one. If the foot says, I am not part of the body because I am not a hand, that doesn't make it any less part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not part of the body because I am not an eye, would it make it any less part of a body? If the whole body were an eye, how would it hear? Or if the whole body were an ear, how would it smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has each put us just where he wants us. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary, and the parts that we regard as less honorable are those that we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that they should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require the special care. So God has put the body together such that the extra honor and care is given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it, and if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is part of it. Here are some parts of the church that God is appointing as first apostles and first teachers, or, you know, so on and so forth. So I've really felt to share tonight on the body of Christ because we're with a leadership group tonight and we're going to be covering some stuff with the leadership team that I'm really thrilled about, and I know Pastor Jeremiah and Pastor Julia are really thrilled about. But I think it's really important that we identify what the body of Christ really is and how it really functions on a local level. Because I think, you know, we all like have said, oh yeah, we're part of the body of Christ. You know, you meet another Christian somewhere and you're like, oh yeah, you're part of the body of Christ. I'm part of the body of Christ. But did you notice, like, in your body right now, you're never really confused as to which part of your body has what responsibilities? Like, you're pretty well confident you know, like, what your hand is supposed to do, right? You know pretty well what your foot is supposed to do. You know what your knees are supposed to do, your hips, so on and so forth. But when it comes to the body of Christ, when you ask people, like, what are you supposed to do, many people haven't actually identified what their function is in the body of Christ. I want to let that sink in for a second. You know, I'm not going to call anybody out particularly, and I believe there's many of you guys that do know what your function is, but I think as the general whole, a lot of people are very vague on what their actual function is within the body of Christ. So how can we expect something to function properly if we don't know how its intended function is actually supposed to be in the first place? Like, I could give you a brand new 60-inch flat screen television. Who here would think that would be pretty awesome if I gave you a brand new television? I could give you a brand new Toyota RAV4. How many of you think that would be awesome? Yes. Not Sarah. She's like, I just bought one. Don't give it to me now. You're a day late, a dollar short. So, but now what if I gave you that television and you're like, awesome, I got a TV, and you went down to the river, tried to attach it to a fishing pole and tried to go fishing with the TV. How many of you know that it would probably be pretty terrible bait to catch some fish, right? It's a beautiful TV. It's a perfect working TV. But if you try to operate the TV outside of the function of the television, it's going to perform very poorly. And it's so often like that in the body of Christ, where God has gifted you and designed you for a specific function, but you're operating outside of that function. And many times it's not because you have a wrong heart or there's anything wrong with you, but sometimes we just haven't truly identified where we best fit within the body of Christ on the local church. Amen? So I'll kind of want to package that, and I'm only going to talk for maybe 10 or 15 minutes here, but I really want to kind of package that and say, hey, this is what we're talking about tonight when we're talking about functioning within the local body. So everybody say present, connected, and functioning. When you look at your body, you need all of the elements of your body to be present, you need them to be connected, and you need them to be functioning. So when you, let's just keep this very, you know, natural, because everything that God does in the Spirit, there's a natural representation for what God does in the Spirit, okay? So he does it in the Spirit first, but he always has a natural representation for it. So when you think about your body, has anyone here ever lost a body part, unfortunately, or know anybody that has lost a body part before, okay? So I'm trying to think if I know anybody that's lost a body part. Okay, yeah, I do. Actually, I know a guy who ran for the Paralympic USA Paralympic running team. He's a young guy, lost his foot in a motorcycle accident, and he ran in the Paralympics. He won second place. He won silver medal, actually. Pretty neat guy. But anyway, it's pretty terrible when you lose a foot. It adds a whole bunch of complications to it. Your life doesn't function the way that it can be. So it's pretty safe to say that to have a good functioning body, you need to have all parts of the body there to function. Is that a fair assessment to be able to say? So what does that mean? Like in the body of Christ, so everybody say present, connected, and functioning. So it's just like your arm is present. It has to be here, right? It has to be there to be able to do the job of the arm. So what does a present body look like? So a present body being part of this local body and being present means that you're attending church. It means that you're there. You're showing up, that you're just available. You know, I was even thinking today in Acts chapter 9, after Saul had an encounter with God, Ananias was there, and God spoke to him in a vision and said, go to Saul. Now, you don't really hear too much more about Ananias in the rest of the New Testament, right? You hear most about Saul, but did you realize that Ananias was actually in the Bible? But he had to be present to be able to be there. If he wasn't present, he would never have been chosen by God to go lay hands on Saul. I mean, imagine God came up to you, Jenny, and said, look, there's somebody who's going to write 2/3 of the New Testament. He's going to shake most of it, and I want you to go lay hands on him to give him his sight back. You'd be like, oh my gosh, how cool is that? That is awesome, you know? But that was Ananias. But you don't hear much preached about him. But he was a present part of the body of Christ at that time, and he did exactly what God needed him to do. And Paul's destiny was directly linked to Ananias being present, connected, and functioning within the body of Christ. And it's not that one part is more important than the other part. Like, look, we don't know if Ananias was killed. We don't know if he was murdered. We don't know if, you know, like, he was maybe a very specific protected part of the body of Christ that was needed for that function. And you look at Saul. I mean, Paul was basically, man, he was beat up, shipwrecked, a whole bunch of other stuff. So we need to be present. So what does that mean? Sundays, we're part Sundays. And I'm obviously talking to this group of people on Wednesdays because you guys are like the diehards. You're here on a Wednesday. But what we're doing is we're laying like a foundation of leadership within your hearts so that that way, as you guys connect, which is what we'll talk about next, as you connect with the rest of the body of Christ, you're already all on the same page with what the vision of the house is, with what it means to be part of this local body. Because how, you know, I see some of these big churches out there that have several hundreds or several thousand members, which I believe that God is definitely going to bless you guys with that type of influence, but it's not just to have a big church. It's to have a big impact. I'm going to say that again. It's not just to have a big church. It's to have a big impact. So when you think like how many people that might, you know, attend a church on a Sunday, a lot of these people show up one Sunday a month, 2 Sundays a month. They're not really present. Like, you ever meet those people like, oh yeah, I go to such and such church. Oh yeah? Well, like, you know, it's not like my church is, You know, like I guarantee if you walked up to Miss Regina and said, oh, where do you go to church? Oh, I go to the River Rochester Church. I'm so excited about it. 3723 Sweden Walker Road right next to the old Garland building. It's the one that's got the sign out front. And you know, the new one that we just, yeah, that's what you'd get if you talked to Miss Regina about the River Church. She knows exactly who the pastor is and not just because it's her son. But, you know, I used to change the pastor's diapers. That's a pretty funny testimony, actually. But that's the point is that she's present. She's there. She's there on Sunday. She's there on Wednesdays. Because that's the type of culture that we want to create within this body that's here. It's like, hey, this is what it means to be part of the body of Christ, okay? So, you know, Sundays, Wednesdays, special events. And then, again, I'm preaching to the choir here because you guys are here on a Wednesday night. You're engaged. You're not just doing whatever, you know, I mean, churches can be very big, but people are not engaged with it. Like, I'm looking at a church that everybody's engaged with what we're doing right now. I mean, granted, we got maybe Finn making a little bit of noise and, you know, whatever, Max spilling Cheerios on the floor over here and having a pick. But y'all are engaged. And what happens is when you're engaged, the other people around you are going to be engaged. The problem is that when people are doing nonsense here and doing nonsense there and not engaged, it lowers the level of expectation in the room. And that way, new visitors that come in or as the, you know, more people come in, they're not going to have that same engagement because you're not engaged. Can you say amen? Does that make sense to you guys? You ever been in a room with a whole bunch of people, everybody's on their phone, somebody's talking, you're probably not going to be paying too much attention, but you're sitting in and everybody's staring at somebody there, you're going to be like, what's happening? Man, I dare you guys to do that one day. Get a bunch of people in here and just stare at, up here with nobody here. People are going to tiptoe in here like, what is going on? They're going to think you guys are weird or something, peculiar people. But it sets that level of expectation when you're in a room, when people's eyes are focused, when people are engaged. And I'm not saying that normal things like kids and whatever don't happen, but I think you guys are tracking along with me. So everybody say present. So to have a healthy body and to be a healthy body, we have to be present, okay? And then we also have to be connected. Everybody say connected. Connected with God, connected with the vision, connected with the pastor, connected with the body. So that's how the Lord showed it to me, is we have to be connected to him first and foremost, then we have to be connected to our pastor, and then we have to be connected to our body. If we're connected to our pastor more than we're connected to God, if our pastor goes awry, which he's not going to, but if the pastor goes awry, then we go awry. And we have to know the word of God for us. Pastor Rodney was talking about it the other day. He said he knew a great ministry back in the 70s that the man of God was being used mightily, and he ended up dying in a plane crash, and like the church just fell down, another men of God in there. They basically all dissipated because their relationship with God was based on the faith of their pastor. And what happens if God raises up Pastor Jeremiah and has a couple other associate pastors or whatever the case is when that happens? Just because Pastor Jeremiah is not preaching at this campus on this Sunday, are you not going to attend to church on that Sunday? Or are you connected with God before you're connected with your pastor? You're hearing from heaven before you're connected with your pastor. And then you're connected with your pastor, and then you're connected with the body. So keep that in mind, is that, again, Ananias, when he got that vision from the Lord, it wasn't about him. It was about him being used to reach somebody else in the body. Saul was saved at that point, right? Because he fell down, he accepted the Lord, and the Lord said to him, hey, go to this place, such and such place, right? He was connected. Ananias was connected with God, and he was there to serve the body and also connected with visitors. Let me say this about being connected, and then I'll move on to being functioning. This is something that I had to learn personally because I came from a background that was a very works motivated within the body of Christ, which I think works are very important. Jesus told us we must do the works of him that sent us while it is still day, for the night cometh, which no man can work. So it's very important that we do the work, but it's also very important that we're engaged spiritually and we're engaged in our prayer life as well too. And I think a lot of times people can substitute an unhealthy prayer life with an unhealthy over amount of work. I want to say that again. is that it's very common that people will substitute an unhealthy prayer life for an unhealthy over amount of work, where people are just work, and I'm a worker. Pastor Jeremiah and Julia will tell you, I'm a worker. I'll work. But not at the expense of my prayer life and being engaged with God. And it's so important that as we're connected, is that we stay connected with God first and foremost. Because here's what happens, is if you're not connected with God and you're working and functioning within the body, you'll get burned out. You're doing the work that God called you to do, but you're not doing it by the power of the Spirit that called you to do it. And it's just like an engine that runs without oil. It'll work for a little bit, but eventually it's going to overheat and blow a head gasket. Is that what happens generally? One of the things that happens? So it's so important that as we stay connected with God and as we're functioning with God, that as we stay connected with the body and serving the body, is that we stay connected with God to receive from the Holy Spirit to be able to function. And finally is functioning. So functioning being, okay, there's several different areas where people can function, but for instance, being involved in helps. Okay, so you're here in the church. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but most people I think here are already engaged within some type of helps ministry. If you're not, I would encourage you guys to get involved. I know Marika obviously, you know, helps run the kids ministry, and different people do greeters and different things. But that's one area to get involved in as functioning. And remember this, is that when you function in that ministry of helps, it's not to serve even God in a sense. It's not to serve the pastors and, oh, I'm doing this work for you, but it's to serve the other members in the body of Christ. And I think sometimes it's so easy to overlook that, where when like a pastor makes a request, hey, can you do this, or do you mind being part of this? People feel like, oh man, I'm doing this for pastor. Pastor keeps asking me to do this, da 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 da. But the only reason that the pastor is doing that is like, hey, you know, we're losing circulation in the left arm. Can you go over and like help the circulation flow to the left arm? Because if not, we're going to lose the left arm. And that's what happens, is when we serve in the ministry of helps, we're serving within the body of Christ. So I want to really encourage you guys to get involved in some type of ministry of helps, doing it with the right heart. But we also get involved, we also function in soul winning, right? We also function in discipleship. This is stuff that we'll talk about tonight, but 2 Corinthians 5:18 says that God has reconciled us to himself, and he's also made us ministers of reconciliation. So that doesn't necessarily mean we need to be pounding the streets, soul winning, you know, 5 days a week or whatever it is, but each one of us should have a small group of people that we're sharing the gospel with, that we're leading to the Lord, building a relationship with, teaching the word of God, helping them get plugged into a local church. And it doesn't need to be some, in fact, it can actually be people you like spending time with. I know that's like a crazy idea, but like I've actually found people that are into things that I'm into, and they like doing those things, and I've decided, man, I'm going to use this thing that I like doing as bait to try to bring people into the body of Christ. Whether it's fishing, or whether it's hockey, or whether it's business, or whether, well, no matter what it is, I've used things that I love doing, that I'm passionate about, and I've used, like I talked about Sunday, that's my ethnos, that's my ethnicity. Those are people groups that I've decided I want to reach out to and help bring into the body of Christ. I've used them as tools. So, not the people as tools, but I've used, like, you know, don't use people, okay? What is it? What is that saying? It's like things. Oh, love people, use things, don't use people and love things. Has anyone heard that before? I think that's how it goes. Yeah. Use things, love people, don't love things and use people. So in functioning, even just means like within the body of Christ, like friendships. Like, you know, I think a lot of times there's a lot of, pressure put on people to reach on people outside, which is super important, but there's also a lot of importance in just like building friendships with, like, you know, these other people, like right here, You know, the people on Sundays that come in here that maybe don't come in every single Sunday. You know, it doesn't need to be some raw sinner that you pull in from wherever. It can just be, you know, building relationships with people that are in the body of Christ that are right here. So that's what I just wanted to talk about really briefly is everybody say present, connected, and functioning. And I want you guys to ask yourselves and reflect on your own life and say, am I present? Am I connected? And am I functioning? Am I present? Am I connected? And am I functioning? And the leaders that are in there, there's just some cool stuff that we're going to talk about tonight. We're developing leadership teams, and we're going to have leaders that within this church that are going to actually have small groups of people that they're almost like little pastors of little flocks within the church to help build relationships within the church. I want you guys to echo that within your group of people. Am I present? Am I connected? And am I functioning? And that's how we know that we're building a healthy body. Amen?
Thanks for listening to this message from the River Church. We hope you stay connected with us online at riverrochester.com.